Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Ohio sports destination.
Have you already started your tailgate? Us too. It's Football Friday.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Now launching. The dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
Teddy, is a grizzly a brown or is a brown own thing?
I thought they were the same.
I could be wrong. You think so what?
I just think so.
Good answer, idiot. Ted. Good answer.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
Welcome in. Happy Friday to you. Timmy Hall is in on a Football Friday. How you doing, bud?
Oh, hello, Bone. We got a Football Friday. We got this little swing where we got a Buckeye men's basketball game leading right in to a much, much, much bigger Ohio State football game tomorrow.
Yes, that's right. So because of that, today is a two-hour show. So we have to jam in a bunch of stuff normally scheduled for 3 hours into two today. So,
Where are you going to put a tree that big, Bone?
Teddy, you can't. Ted, don't buzz me already. I told Ted, just like we've said before, when we had two-hour shows with Buckeye basketball, Ted is empowered to buzz us at any point when we need to move on because we got so much crap to get to today. He can buzz in whenever he wants and let us know, all right, we got to do something else. So that's the buzzer. It's there for you.
Can we buzz Ted in the times that he chimes in? Ted, say something. How was your day yesterday? Sorry, too late. Sorry.
Can't do it.
No, sorry. So, don't talk.
Don't worry. Here's what we got. All right. We have Saturday showcase coming up at 3:30. We're going to 3:34. Sorry. I want to get the accurate time. So we'll get into all the college football games. We have got NFL picks. If you would like to be represented as an NFL picker, the way we're doing it now is you text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. You let us know, hey, I want to be an NFL picks. Ted will pick three of you. Pick. And then all of our picks for the NFL picks, whoever wins, the person that we're representing, they win the prize.
Yes.
So very good stuff.
I like the change of format here.
We also have, and this is not like a nothing thing, we have Tool of the Week. Now, the NFL picks segment, we usually do that at 4:48. We're doing that at 4. So you only have an hour to get these, you know, requests in to be a guest picker. Then at 4:34, we are going to do Tool of the Week. So usually that's a 5:34 thing. We're moving it back an hour. Lots of stuff to try to get to today.
It's like you're a Buckeye show tonight.
Whew, man, I don't know how you do this. Yeah, 2 hours?
I don't know. This time of season, I don't have 2 hours.
I'm used to being able to just luxuriate in my space and just kind of take my time, make my point. Now it's almost like I'm instead of being a marathon runner, I'm a sprinter here.
Right.
I got to like get in there. All right, Teddy's.
Sorry.
That's fine. All right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's start off with Jackets time last night.
Oh,
Jackets,
nice.
Tampa went to overtime, but that's not the story. One, Jackets win, overtime win. Zach Werenski having a monster night. Mm-hmm. Scored in overtime to win the game.
And Kent Johnson, too, being back in the lineup and doing what he did.
Zach set the franchise record, becoming the first Jackets defenseman with 5 points, 2 goals, and 3 assists in a single game.
Just so awesome.
Fantastic stuff from him. And the praise coming from all corners of the NHL about how great he's been. That is, you love to see it.
Without a doubt, the best player on the team. And you like to see guys like this who are from the system stay with the Jackets. And this is what was always talked about, right? Like, this was sort of that thing where, oh, we like to draft the talent And we want guys that really want to be here. We want guys that want to be Columbus Blue Jackets. We have been hearing those phrases from pretty much every regime that's been through here.
Yep.
But you also do want to believe it to be true. You want to build your organization that way. You want to have skilled players that want to re-sign here and make their career here. And Z really does feel like he's that guy. That's why you really want this Dean Evason coach team to be the real thing now. So somebody like him, because you've had good defensemen before. You had Seth Jones that played with Zach Werenski, and he was great, and he's now gone. But yeah. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to think about that. Werenski just played a fabulous game. It was great to have some of these guys back. My parents actually rolled over to the game yesterday, and I was talking to my dad on the way in here, and he said, that's one of the craziest hockey games, or not even one of the craziest hockey game I've ever been in the building for. The start of that second period was just, it was comical. The PA announcer could not get the info out, the time of the goal, the assist given before the next goal was being scored.
Is that Greg Murray?
I think the guy who does our in-arena stuff. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Him and Mike Todd. Yeah. That team over there, they do a great job.
Just
all
fabulous.
The Jackets games are a blast. And then that second period, right? Where, like you said, it was just, what was it, 6 goals in like 7 minutes or something back and forth?
It was a 5-5 game before the halfway point of the hockey game.
I'd never seen anything like that. Like that many goals in that amount. I've seen 5 goals apiece in like 2 periods of hockey. That's a thing, but this was beyond that even. It was very bizarre.
You had 28 seconds into the period, 1:55 into the period. Then, like 16 seconds later, right? 2:11 into the period, 3:42 into the period, Werenski scored, 5:26, and then 6:18. And it was insane. It was totally insane.
Seventh time in franchise history, third time at home, the Jackets have overcome a 3-goal deficit to win. It was also this season of their 8 victories, 7 of them, they have scored at least 5 goals. So, so far the formula is you're going to have to score some goals to win some games for the Jackets this year. That's all right. They're a young team. They're working on it. Dean Evason had said after the game, we were practicing blue line and, trying to maintain some integrity back there in the defensive third. Well, we're going to do that again tomorrow when we practice.
Because 3 of the last 4 games now, they've found their way to scoring a lot of goals again. They had a little dry spell when they went on the road, and they're going to have another Western trip coming up. So hopefully they can actually improve off that first long road trip and try to figure out how to get some overtimes at least, or maybe even grab a win or two.
You'd love. I hope that that's what happens. By the way, but this team, as far as we can keep grabbing wins, even if you're not playing well defensively, keep just stacking up wins for right now.
Yeah, no
we'll
doubt
go with that.
No doubt.
It's entertaining. It's fun to go watch.
Absolutely.
At the very least,
that's what you want.
Now Browns last night also just an epic game, an interesting game.
You didn't hit the buzzer, Teddy.
Oh well, he didn't have to. Right. I knew I was ready. I was good. You can hit it if you want to, but I was already moving on. How about that? So. Browns and Steelers. Thank you, Ted. Browns and Steelers. That was the game is actually, they're replaying it now on NFL Network as we're sitting here. And it's so bizarre.
How is this the same game?
I know. You watch the first quarter of this game and it's
beautiful.
Looks like just a nice cool night in Cleveland, right?
My kind of night.
Well, it quickly turns from that to just all out chaos with the snow. And it didn't stop once it started. It kind of just kept going the entire night to the point that at some point when I'm watching this game, I tweeted this out. It looked like you're watching TV in the 80s or the early 90s when you had rabbit ears and you get the fuzz that would be over the screen.
Sure.
They just, you're kind of like
snow, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that what a lot of people
would call
snow?
And it looks just like the snow that was falling on this game. So,
and it's easy for us to say, I saw Beamer tweeting it out as well. And I was right there with him. It is fantastic to watch on TV. It really is neat. You're sitting there in the comfort of your own living room. Maybe even get a fire crackling. That might be the perfect night. Get a fire crackling. Not even one of those propane furnaces. Real wood. Wood, Jerry. Get that going. Get yourself a hot cup of hot chocolate. Something like that. And watch a game in the AFC North that is just being littered with snow, dumped on. I'd even settle for midweek Maction. I think the midweek Maction games are kind of cool, and they get social media buzz and attention. If Kalamazoo is having like a foot of snow dumped on, everyone's like, oh my God, Central Michigan at Western tonight. Check it out. Or Toledo's up there. Look what's going on.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Here's what one of the heroes of the game, Jameis Winston, had to say about playing in those conditions.
It really was amazing. Like, I was just praying on the sideline because that fourth quarter, it really was like, it was a whole paradigm shift. shift. Like, we were playing so well offensively, and then bang, bang, back-to-back drives with turnovers. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Like, this is really an NFL's film moment. The snow starts pouring down. It starts getting, like, my feet started getting heavy because I'm squishing through the snow. And, man, it was so good. And it was so great to end up getting that win.
He is a wonder.
I'll tell you what. Teddy, you tell me if I'm wrong on this. I've been trying to figure out who his voice twin is, and I'm going there's a little bit of the American Dream Dusty Rhodes in there, don't you think?
Yeah.
A little bit of that?
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to, you know.
Is he the Hard Times guy?
Hard Times, Daddy. They took your job, Daddy. A computer took your job.
Like, I mean, the weather was coming in everywhere, left and right.
I love it, though. Like, I got to tell you, Jameis before the game had the quote, too, where they asked him, like, you know, they're like, what's your mindset? And he's like, go out there, play to win. You know, he's very like by the book. He's like, just, you know, thankful to God that we've got a chance to go play to win. And then they asked him, what about playing the snow? And you see this like childlike grin come upon his face. And he's like,
God,
we are so fortunate to get to play in this weather. And I thought,
you know what?
You hear that, Jimmy and D?
You know what?
You want to build your stupid dome, huh? Look at how happy he is.
I am going back and forth now on Jameis Winston.
I know.
I think he
I know.
I think he just won me right back.
He does.
I thought he was a psychopath 24 hours ago. I said he was like PJ Fleck and one of these football crazies rowing his boat, saying all these weird things. But you know what? Damn it, the guy loves football. The guy loves being out there and playing. And thank you to him for referencing NFL films, too, because I referenced that last night.
It looked exactly like what you want.
It's just scenic. I paused that photo where Jameis was running into the end zone. How cool was that when he sold his body, almost looking like John Elway, trying to stretch out for the goal line? Maybe I shouldn't have used a Broncos reference for the Browns with where they are at 3-8. But hey, you know what? You couldn't change the fact that you're 2-8. All you could do is go out there and try to win. And of course, like talking about the draft status, the draft things, I was more joking when I said that. It's something that we all talk about, try to secure your draft position. You're not wanting to lay down and die against the Pittsburgh Steelers at home in the snow.
No.
So good on them. That was one of the most fun football games I have ever watched.
Yeah, I agree. Jameis Winston, I mean, it was an NFL Films game. He had it right. He was totally there.
The frozen tundra.
Yeah.
Here's some Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, Ohio.
He was right on with that.
John Facenda could just put me to bed.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't wait for NFL Films to... I know they don't really do NFL Films anymore, but whenever highlights they do, I can't wait for when they build that stupid dome that looks like a giant Costco, when they put that out in the middle of nowhere or out, you know, the suburbs, and then there's no weather. And then you're gonna be like, what highlight am I watching? Is this a home game for the Lions or the Browns? I know which two teams are playing in this game, but they both play in domes. It'll be 70 degrees in there. Everyone will be wearing their goofy, like,
half-cut-off
zip things.
Damn shame. And you know what?
I want parkas and guys wearing big old toboggans, and I want dudes wearing overalls with no shirts under them like those guys were. Yeah, I want some of that.
Maybe it's not for me. We talked about this. Maybe I don't want to go out there in 20 degree weather in a blizzard, but it looks like there's still plenty of people that do. And there's always that next generation, you know, there's always that next generation of young fans that really seem to get a kick out of this and want to go out there and experience things and be a part of it.
Yeah.
And that was awesome to watch.
It was great. I used to be someone who said, play them in domes.
No,
so we know who no.
Save football.
That last night.
Save it.
And I had some Browns fans who were like, oh, well, you only enjoyed it because we won. No. If the Browns had lost or won, I would feel about that game. There were lots of casuals and neutrals who just jumped in and said, I'm all in on this game.
It's great.
It's snow.
Yeah.
It was great.
It's just great.
All right. Come back. Big game tomorrow in the Shoe. You've heard. High noon. Buckeyes, Indiana. We'll talk about it next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza. Home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should watch out for an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 71's off-ramp to westbound 270, and that's on the north outer belt. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 on the west side near 670. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
2 hour show today. We are a little light because Buckeye basketball is coming up right after this. Timmy Hall will get you kicked off with a little warm-up discussion for the Buckeyes at 5:15. We kick it to our network pregame coverage.
We'll tip it off.
Tip at 6 with the Campbell Camels. Is that
Campbell,
right?
The Campbell?
Campbell. I'm saying Campbell because I know there's a P
Campbell.
In there.
Just say Campbell.
Campbell, like the soup.
How
Campbell.
How do you say mountains? Do you say mountains?
Mountains.
And really pronounce that T?
Mountains.
Mountains.
I throw, football in mountains.
Oh, man. Yeah. I wish I could go back.
Yeah.
I'd take state.
So Campbell is coming in 6 o'clock. This, apparently, we got a couple of issues there for Buckeye basketball. A couple dudes not available, right?
Yeah, like the whole front line.
Yeah. Big guys are out tonight.
Sean Stewart, we saw him get hurt in that Evansville game.
Yeah.
And I had heard... I want to say that this is going to be precautionary because I had heard the day after the game that Stewart was going to be okay. He was going to be just fine. And these are early games. And I know that Bradshaw had also missed that Cincinnati exhibition game with a concussion. The concussion's going around, apparently, because Austin Parks had one, too. Mm. The other big guy, the St. Henry kid. So I don't know what they're going to try doing. We did see Yvonne Niegavon.
Sounds like they're getting after it in practice at the very least.
It does. And that's,
I mean, that's,
good to,
that's physical practices.
It's good
yeah.
to hear. And I heard that after the A&M loss, they were very upbeat and very energetic in those practices going into the Evansville game. You didn't see it in the first 10 minutes, but boy,
but
did they
turn it on.
They
yeah.
hit the gas. Their defense was there from Jump Street, so that was great. But maybe Yvonne Niegavon, the Croatian that people are going to want to get to know, 7'1".
Yeah.
Be a great opportunity for him. We shall see. I think they can handle this team anyway. They're a 25.5-point favorite. Let those guards cook. Just give the ball to Bruce Thornton and just say, go dominate.
Yeah. So there you go. Buckeye basketball tonight right after us, but we are out an hour early because of that. We'll have Tool of the Week coming up at 4:34. You can tweet us those at manandbone971. Get them in early. All right. Timmy on the Buckeye Show usually does a thing called the final walkthrough. And I thought, why not have Timmy do one of those here? Because we are getting ready for Indiana. We have this all getting ready to happen. So let's, I mean, this is a top five matchup. Whatever you think of Indiana, maybe you don't believe in this team.
Yep.
But I thought, why don't we do one of these final walkthroughs on the show here?
It was very nice when you told me that we could do that because I was not going to be able to have a Buckeye show tonight because of Buckeye Hoops. That was very, very kind that you offered the time there. And so we did a little express version. Usually it's a little longer, but I know for time constraints because I'd get buzzed by Teddy anyway because it's a shorter show. So are we ready for it? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready
for the
Timmy.
Final walkthrough.
Timmy, I'm ready.
Teddy, are you ready?
I'm ready, Tim. Let's go.
Is Fitch ready for it?
He's somewhere. I'm sure Fitch
is
ready.
Who knows? But we're all ready. It's time for the final walkthrough. All right, week 13 final walkthrough. Great to do it for you, fine Buckeye fans, and to do an express version on the institution that is Man and Bone.
Yes, looking nice.
Well, thank you, man. It's good that you're gone, or we probably wouldn't even be doing this, but great to be with T-Bone.
Mr. T-Bone.
So let's start with the fun. It's the Indiana Hoosiers, the Hoosier State, known for things like the Indy 500. Bone loves that, and the lovely songs that they sing to us beforehand.
Back home again.
That's where I want to be. That's what my pop-up would sing, but he just made the words up. But there's a new popular anthem of the state of Indiana that's really catching on here.
Oh, Indiana, it's the Hoosier State. Oh, Indiana, their football ain't so great.
Jimmier, course, eh? Swerving all over the road. Oh, all right, I'm done now. That one really slaps, though. It's good. It's catchy. To the game file. Being serious here. Your second-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the fifth-ranked Indiana Hoosiers. Bucks 9-1, 6-1 in the Big Ten. Indiana perfect 10-0. First time in school history. 7-0 in league play. Look at the weather day for this one. 45 degrees and cloudy. It's not going to be like Cleveland last night, but pretty good.
I am so happy and grateful that the Lord has blessed me to be in true football weather.
Let's get to that Indiana coach. He's the hot guy in the sport right now. Remember at that IU basketball game, he said how Purdue sucks, and so does Michigan and Ohio State, and this lovely gem.
How do you, it's
pretty simple. I win. Google me.
Google that man. And maybe this is getting at Ryan Day a little bit. Maybe he's had enough of the hoopla. He was just on with McAfee. This was today.
It's Hoosiers team's real deal.
Well, so are we.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Wow. Ryan Day with a little quick one.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Can you feel the tension in the air right now? I know I can.
All right, but just one more from Ryan Day, being serious again. This is what his team is about right now in his eyes.
This team wants to win. You know, they're not interested in individual accolades. And I know the whole team, the offense and the offensive line is crushed for Seth. And, you know, you wake up the next morning, you got to move on. You know, that's just the way this thing's worked. Nobody cares. The game of football doesn't care. That's just the way it works. We do.
Little tidbit time here. The Buckeyes are a top five team, playing a top five team for the third time this season through 11 games. That's the first time that has ever happened in Ohio State history. We said this was an express version, so we wrap it up quickly. Pre-game coverage, 6:30 in the morning tomorrow with myself in for the sickly Matty Ice, DeVere, and Dane Sonsenbacher. And then me and my friend Beam will be seeing you at 4:30 or so to break this one down.
And I hope to see you out there.
Very nicely done, Timmy. That's a lot. Very quickly.
Thank you, Bone. Thank you, Beam. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Fish.
Now, and all of you fine Buckeye fans.
Can I say that Ryan Day clip? Because I know that happened just a few hours ago.
Yes, it did. They were standing right there in the tunnel. Yeah. Pat McAfee's wearing a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And his arms are red.
And he looked miserable.
Looks really cold.
He's trying to be a tough guy. He looked miserable.
Tough guy. Yep.
But Ryan Day, very quick. I think we talked about this since Penn State game, right? It felt like that Penn State game, something changed for this team. The stuff that we all wanted to see click in, that nastiness, that extra little edge, pushing guys around in the fourth quarter.
Yes. Yeah.
That is what I want to see in this game. That's what I am hoping to see in this game. The fact that Ryan Day wasn't just like, hey, yeah, they're a very good team, and we got to take them seriously and all that. The fact that he just fired back with, yeah, so are we. Okay. All right.
It tells you, and he's allowed to feel that way. It's almost a little bit harkening back to the Lou Holtz type of situation.
Well, that's what
I do, and I think both is fair. We have every right as a college football nation to be putting Kurt Cignetti up on a bit of a pedestal. The man has taken over Indiana, a known loser football program.
The losingest program in Division I football. They have the most losses of any team in Division I football. Yeah.
I mean, the Buckeyes have won, as I said in there, 28 straight against these guys. Yeah. And he's 10-0 schedule, no schedule. I don't care. They're 7-0 in this newfound conference. So you should put him up a little bit. And Ryan Day, I can understand it could get under his skin a little bit for all this talk, all this stuff about Kurt Cignetti. Who is he? You know, who is Ted Danson?
Yeah,
I'm Ryan Day.
Yeah,
here we go.
Well, we are going to talk about this plenty today. But as you said, we have a short show, so we're moving quick today. Next up, Saturday Showcase. We're going to talk about some of the other college football games going on. They're not the biggest, like, you know, again, having two top five teams, that's here in Columbus. There are implications for the college football playoffs, though. We'll discuss those next. Mm-hmm. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 10-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and the 71 East Split. And watch for some slowdown due to an accident if you're traveling on 5th Avenue at 20th Street. This report is sponsored by Donato's Pizza. Every piece is important. Okay, Donato's pepperoni lovers, it's time to pick your pep deal. Now get $5 off a large hot and honey pepperoni pizza or get $5 off a large pep 150 when you use promo code PEP. Order today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
Every show available to you on whatever device you have that gets podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone on your device, on your favorite podcast app. You can also find it on our app, the 97.1 The Fan app. All the podcasts are there, too. But wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Tyvus is a huge fan of that
app. He knows all about that. Yeah, he loves it. So just search Common Man and T-Bone wherever you get podcasts. The podcast is brought to you by our friends at Care Heating and Cooling. We thank them for that. Timmy Hall is in. We have a short show today because Buckeye basketball coverage starts at 5. Tip-off against Campbell starts at 6. All that action right here on The Fan. So we are moving quickly today. It is time to get into some games. Saturday Showcased is next. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bone present Saturday Showcase.
Sponsored by the Waterworks. From sump pumps and water heaters to full heating and cooling repair and replacement. The Waterworks tackles it all. Call 614-232-2222 today.
All right. Of course, we all know that the big game this weekend, the Saturday Showcase of all showcases, is number 5 Indiana at number 2 Ohio State. Tomorrow, high noon, Ohio Stadium, all the coverage starts here at 6:30. However, there's other stuff happening tomorrow, and a few of these games I find to be interesting, so we're getting into it, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
First off, the reformatted, re-whatevered Big 12 currently has a couple of teams vying for the top two spots, and you can see a team that was undefeated as of last week, right? BYU. Now, maybe looking on the outside in when it comes to the Big 12 championship game, depending on how their game with Arizona State goes, 3:30 ESPN Arizona State favored by 3 at home.
Yeah, you're looking at the Cougars and the Sun Devils here. Big time game. The magnitude of this one has gone way up. We've seen Arizona State, you know, with Jaden Daniels before he transferred to LSU, start to do some things. They had those issues there at the end of the Herm Edwards era, though, and so that was a bit of a setback. But you're looking at what they're doing now, and the top of that Big 12, you're right, BYU and Colorado at 6-1, and then you've got Arizona State and Iowa State. Both are at 5-2 in league play and 8-2 overall. And this is a game, shoot, where Arizona State is favored to win.
Yeah.
So they're 3.5. They got the hook, too. They're 3.5-point favorites, and ESPN Prediction Machine has them as the slight favorite to win the football game.
This whole situation, because BYU lost last week to your guys, the Kansas Jayhawks.
That's right. Just Kansas, a defensive struggle, and KU's defense getting it done at the end.
Not having their best season. I think they're around 500, right, Kansas?
No, they were... 2-6, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They got another one that we'll talk about, but they've had to rally to just sort of get back to bowl eligibility. So a huge win, back-to-back ranked wins for KU.
Well, they got another chance to do that because they are hosting Colorado, 16th ranked team in the country. Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, and the boys will be there. So here's the thing. Of these teams, Colorado, BYU, Arizona State, two of them are going to be in the Big 12 championship game. One of those three teams will make the college football playoffs. So Coach Prime has an opportunity to get his team into the college football playoffs, going from what Colorado was to 2 years later having a chance to go play for a national championship. That's quite a feat, however you feel about Coach Prime and however you feel about his approach. But they can't do it if they lose to Kansas. That's probably going to knock them out.
And so, I do, we'll see, because I think BYU is probably going to lose that Arizona State game.
Fair enough.
And I don't know. I can't go through all those top four tiebreaker situations because of, you know, the lack of awareness of that going on in the Big 12.
Sure.
But I do think Kansas is going to get Colorado. I do.
That could be a very big game for them.
He's going to pull a huge upset at Arrowhead Stadium. And keep in mind, the Jayhawks have had issues because they're renovating their stadium. So they've been all over the place. I think they played a couple games at the Sporting Kansas City Soccer Stadium.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Year, which was kind of cool. And now at Arrowhead as well.
Yeah. Very cool stuff. So both those are at 3:31. The Arizona State BYU game is on ESPN. Colorado game against Kansas is on Fox. So keep an eye on both of those after the Buckeye. Hopefully, Buckeye victory against Indiana. I threw this one in just for real quick. Texas is a 20-point favorite against Kentucky.
Oh, yeah. Heavy favorite.
They're hosting this game in Austin, of course. This is the farthest west. I cannot believe this stat is real.
I don't believe that at all.
It is. Kentucky has never played a game this far west. When they play this game, it will be the furthest their program has ever traveled west. Because you think about it,
regular season or even for a cheap
anything.
California.
They've never played a game this far.
They've never played in one of those 6 or 7 win, like Holiday Bowls or
I'm sure whatever
Poinsettia Bowls in San Diego. Nothing?
This is a clear as you need example of just how this SEC
doesn't
never
travel.
Travels.
Yeah, literally.
One of their like also-rans in football has never been to like the West Coast for a Sun Bowl or something, whatever they did.
Which, by the
way, all these games are in the Southeast. They put them all in Florida or somewhere down there.
In the last 12 hours, have you ever seen more of the same comment circulating on Twitter, which is, can't wait to see one of these SEC teams go up and play a snow game in the college football playoff.
I
must have seen 3,000 different people tweet or say that. After the Browns snow game.
Gene Smith says, I hope we can play any of those games in the Hoosier Dome.
In the Hoosier Dome.
Because we want to make sure we do that.
We're taking
to bring back
to
an oldie but a goodie.
Taking it to Lucas Fields.
Yeah, I guess so. Number 19, Army, taking on number 6, Notre Dame. This one, notable because it's, you know, just two historic programs. Also, both of them ranked, which doesn't always happen with this game.
Army's 9-0.
Yeah.
Give them their credit. They're still unblemished this year.
But they're playing this game at Yankee Stadium. So, Notre Dame, 14-point favorites. It's 7 p.m. on NBC. And Peacock, if you'd rather watch it digitally, you can. So that should be an interesting game just from the standpoint of the history. I think Notre Dame keeps cruising along in their season, but, you know, Army's not going to be easy.
I find this stat incredible for Army, knowing who they are. They have lost only 2 fumbles all year.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
That is insane. You're right.
You'll see some of those teams lose 4 or 5 in a game.
Yeah.
All season.
They're running the ball so much.
Incredible discipline by the Army Black Knights. No surprise, though.
Yeah. Very good stuff there. And then a couple SEC matchups that looked on paper like they might be bigger. They are, in a way, they still have big implications because we all think that somehow the college football playoffs are going to look at 3 and 4 loss SEC teams and go, well, maybe, but here's where we're at. Alabama with their 2 losses, they're on the road at Oklahoma. Before the season, you would have thought Bama-Oklahoma, that could be a killer matchup.
Huge game, right?
Oklahoma sucks this year.
5-5, they've lost 4 straight conference games.
Yeah, Bama is a 2-touchdown favorite, and I would probably lay the points in that one, but that's 7:30 on ABC. Number 15, Texas A&M, they are at Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium. Texas A&M, 2.5-point favorites on the road here. That could be tricky for them. That's a 7:30 on ESPN. So,
but they're in the mix. They're any 2-loss SEC team that's got a top 15 number by them are firmly in the mix.
No, you know what it is? It's any top 15 SEC team that has like you recognize their name as being somewhat good occasionally. I don't know how Texas A&M keeps getting put into that pot because every time we think they're good, they go out and are abysmal. They've had how many coaches are they paying now to go away? Right? They've paid Kevin Sumlin to go away, didn't they, Texas A&M? They paid Jimbo Fisher to go away.
Destroyed by South Carolina. Destroyed.
Yeah.
Michi Johnson didn't even see that one coming. 44-20.
Yeah.
Bad. Unbelievable, right? And they've got the Missouri and LSU wins. And those are both fake programs this year.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you know what? This will
tell Missouri's you. Missouri's 7-3, but I mean, come on. They're not a contender.
No. This will tell you all you need to know about where the state of the SEC is. I think at least Auburn hosting Texas A&M. These are two quote unquote brand name schools. This is why the Texas A&M joined in was to be a part of that group, right?
Yeah. Matchups like this. Yeah.
Tickets to get into this game, $17. Get in the door price.
How about
that? You can't get into a crew game for that cheap. And again, or a Jackets game. No, I'm not disparaging those. I'm just saying
that's
like,
Jordan-Hare Stadium. That's to be one of the most famous spots in college football, an environment that you need to see.
It's a
7:30 game.
A night game in the SEC. I'm told that's the thing everyone wants to watch. Here you go, night game in the SEC.
Yeah.
It's one of the few games this week where the SEC isn't playing Citadel or Mercer. So
Ron Mercer,
would be a big time game.
Yeah.
Auburn sucks. Texas A&M is secret bad.
Do they have any of those this week? Do they have any of the Ron Mercer games
this
week?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, literally. Well, it's Clemson. They're playing the Citadel, but South Carolina's playing Wofford.
Oh, yeah. Look, Georgia's playing UMass. Tennessee's playing UTEP.
Missouri's playing Mississippi State. That's an abysmal.
La Tech is on the docket for Arkansas.
You just missed my joke completely.
No, say it again. I was reading.
I said Missouri is playing Mississippi State. Another one of those just walkover games. Mississippi State. You shouldn't even schedule them. That's so bad.
Oh, my God. Why did I think that was Mississippi Valley State? I swear, I thought that was another, like, cheap rate school when you said it.
That says we got to move on. That's fine. Understandable.
Jerry Rice ain't walking through that door.
I have an idea for the Browns. There's something that just happened in the NFL today. I hope the Browns look at this and go, hey, we should do that. I will tell you what it is next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some slowdown due to an accident on southbound 270 on the east outer belt at Livingston Avenue. And stop-and-go traffic has a five-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between 670 and I-70. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole. For 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
Welcome in. Hope your Friday's going well. Timmy Hall is in today. Panama Ted is in. I'm T-Bone. I'm always here, except for when I'm not. And there will be a day soon where I will not be here in studio on a Friday. That is December 13th, I believe, is a Friday where Mike and I, Common Man and I, will be out at our favorite spot to do all our banging.
Nice.
That's Hollywood Casino Columbus, the ESPN Bet Sportsbook there. It is the place to go if you want to place a sports wager in Columbus. The only place we go to do it is right there. Tons of great TV options, 12,000 square feet of just tables, chairs, places for you to luxuriate and watch your favorite games. And you can place your wagers right there with their friendly staff or at the automated kiosks. However you roll, you can order your food and drink. Delicious food options. I love their giant pretzels that they have. I know Jen Winters, is she a fan of the quesadillas, I want to say? That was what she gets out there.
Get yourself a dang quesadilla, Jen.
That's right. You can get it all there. Plus, you can place your bets, watch your games, have a great time, and see us coming up in a few weeks out there at Hollywood Casino Columbus at the ESPN Bet Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Timmy?
I love it.
The story I saw today, Daniel Jones has been cut by the Giants.
How about this saga, huh? Boy, did this... the decision clearly had to be brewing for some time, but it's just fascinating. I mean, I'm sure all year, like every game where he didn't perform, people in that building are just saying, holy, where's the Tylenol? You know, well, just what are we doing? What's the end game going to be? And then when they got to it here, it just snowballed so quickly where it wasn't just that. First, like you mentioned yesterday, it wasn't supposed to be Tommy DeVito. It was supposed to be Drew Locke. And then he goes, Cutlets goes from third string
up to
first string. And then Daniel Jones goes right to third string. And you're saying, well, why do you got to do that? Why can't you just bench him?
Well,
you got to make it sting. And then the next day he goes to fourth string.
Well, they signed
to sign some jabroni off the practice
Teddy,
squad.
Do you remember who they signed to make him the fourth string guy?
That was Tim Boyle.
Tim Boyle. That's
Tad
right.
Boyle.
Yeah, good old Tim Boyle. I mean, again, Daniel Jones was your franchise guy. Now he's the fourth string. Now, this is where I find it interesting. I think the Browns should be eyeballing this and say, hey, maybe that's what we should do too. Because they
Which
basically,
he's released, by the way, if we didn't say that part. Well, he's gone
been,
now.
Yeah, he's been cut.
That's the story today. Daniel Jones is out.
But he went and talked to ownership after he was put, you know, basically on the practice squad. And he said, all right, I'm not going to be active for games. I'm not even getting a chance here to be the starter. I'm not getting in. There's no pathway back for me to earn my way back into the good graces of this organization. Are you just going to bury me on the depth chart and leave me there? And they said, yeah, pretty much, because we don't think you're the guy. So he said, fine, if you're not going to give me a chance, then I just want a chance to go play anywhere else. I'll just go ahead and ask for my release. So that's what the Mara family, is it John Mara, who still owns the team? I forget which Mara.
Yeah, it's John.
It is.
John.
He gave the statement basically today, John, saying he's been, Daniel Jones has been nothing but a professional and just a great employee. And we wanted to honor that. When he came to us and said, hey, if you're not going to play me, I'd rather just be released. And we're not going to stand in his way. We wish him luck going forward and best of luck in everything you do going on the way and onward and upward, right? All that stuff. That's what I'm doing with Deshaun Watson. The second, if I'm the Browns, the second he is you know, back in the facility going, oh, hey, you're doing your rehab for the Achilles? Good. You're the fourth string quarterback. Well, who are the guys in front of me? Don't even know, but you're fourth. We've just decided.
I completely agree.
You can't play.
Yeah.
And then,
well, you know,
and
we
then,
got Jameis and Dorian, you know, DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. We'll bring Gardner Minshew in if we want, you know, because he'll be dead in Vegas
who
here
else
soon.
Is there? Why am I blanking?
We'll get
on
Joe Flacco back.
Yeah, that's right. You get whoever you want.
Whoever. We'll make you fifth string.
I'm just pointing out that the way you go with this is you tell him from advance you're not going to win the starting job. You can't win the starting job.
Or play
we'll pay
at
you,
all. Unless
we'll
you're
pay you the money.
Emergency.
You're an emergency quarterback going forward. And again, I don't think the Haslams have the guts to do that, but that is what should be done with this organization. Because I think you can see with this team, Jameis Winston isn't the answer. He doesn't solve any of your problems long term. Last night was an outlier type of game, especially with the weather and all that stuff. I understand that probably doesn't go that way every single time if you play that game again. What I do know is it does seem like the team cares a little bit and is a little bit more willing to believe that something could be done in this season. Not that they're going to win any games meaningful enough to get to the playoffs, but clearly Deshaun Watson was not the guy, and the entire team knew it. The entire organization was aware of it. So you don't need to start off next season pretending yet again that he's the guy.
So Jones is not going to clear waivers, or I'm sorry, he's not going to be claimed off of waivers.
No,
because
it's contract.
A four-year, $160 million deal. It's not nearly the Deshaun deal, but the Giants would have been on the hook for $23 million if he were to sustain a serious injury and not pass the physical next year. So that's why they were in no way going to play him. And they're going to take a $22.2 million bath in dead money next season.
The issue,
so that's what they got.
To me, the issue is this, right? Like Deshaun Watson, the dead cap money is, you can't do anything about that. You can cut him, you do whatever you want. That doesn't go away. What it does do is allow you to just move on as a franchise from the on-field product. I don't quite honestly care what your cap space says. I don't care about what the dead money is. I don't care what these spreadsheets say.
You got to get by this quicker.
You move on.
Yeah, why toil in this when everybody knows that it's not going to be the thing? It's not going to help your franchise. You made a mistake. You messed up.
The funniest,
the worst moves ever, and you got to acknowledge that at some point.
Funniest thing Deshaun Watson could do, though, is just go like, all right, cool, I'll be the fourth string guy. Where do I sit?
Yep. Of course.
You're paying me $150 million still, or whatever he's got owed to him, $130
million.
I'm
about to get real comfortable.
Yeah, I would get real comfortable,
ever,
too, if I were him. I'm just pointing out that the Browns could actually just say, you're never going to play here again, and then maybe that gets him to say, well, then I want out, and I'll just give me my release and I'll go elsewhere.
Credit to Daniel Jones and the Giants for working this out, because this is probably how it should look. If a situation reaches its end point and it's not going to work out anymore, this guy wants to try to catch on somewhere else. You know, can't say that it's going to work, but it's been working for some guys here recently where their first situation ended in total misery. Maybe it will for him. I'm not sure at this point because he just has frankly not been a great player.
Yeah, that's right. All right, NFL picks are coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You should know that westbound 70 downtown between 4th Street and Livingston Avenue is currently closed due to a vehicle fire. Traffic has stopped from the 71 East split. And you're looking at a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Man and Bone brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company right here on The Fan. And I got to tell you, folks, if you're watching us on the YouTube live stream, which we appreciate, just go to YouTube, search Common Man and T-Bone, search 97.1 The Fan. You can find us there, too. We're live streaming all the shows all day long. You are seeing two guys who are just, right now, very distracted because we have we have a Fat Boy food tip coming up in about 10, 15 minutes.
And we're getting ready.
Well, we have something that we're eating for Fat Boy food tip today, and I have already taken the liberty of eating some of the Fat Boy food tip food, and
me too.
This is good.
Basically like our own version of a happy hour.
It's good.
Yeah.
But it's so much food.
It's good.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. All right. Teddy, are you ready? Timmy, are you ready?
I am ready.
You know what I realized?
Is Fish ready? Fish? No.
I'm not ready. Timmy, do we have a marker or a pen over there?
No.
I haven't marked mine at all. I got to mark my sheet. I got to do my picks.
There you go.
All right, here we go. It is time to do NFL picks. Let's hit it, Teddy.
Common Man and T-Bone present NFL Picks.
Sponsored by Roosters. Roosters, a fun casual joint and official wing sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
All right, here's the deal. We are on a short show today because we have Buckeye basketball coming up at 6, 5 p.m. Coverage starts. Timmy Hall gets you going there. So because of that, everything's jumbled up. We are doing NFL picks a little early. Teddy, who are we all playing for today?
Well, Bone, you are playing for John.
Okay, John.
Timmy, you're playing for Trey.
Trey, let's go, Trey.
And I am playing for Jimmy.
All right. First up, here we go. Minnesota, the Vikings at Chicago. I'm going to take the Vikings on the road.
Vikings.
Skull? Yeah.
I got the Vikings as well.
There we go. That was the worst horn noise I've ever heard.
Sorry.
We'll take it.
Sorry.
It's fine. Lions on the road at Indianapolis. I am going with Detroit on the road.
Yeah, Detroit.
Detroit. Rock City.
New England at Miami. This Patriots team, are they starting to turn a corner? I don't know. I'm taking Miami at home.
I'm going to take the McDaniel jogger pants.
I have Miami as well.
Oh, we're off to a good start. The Giants, they just got rid of Daniel Jones, as you heard us talk about last segment. They are hosting Tampa Bay and the Buccaneers. I'm going to go with Tampa on the road. I don't know if that's the best idea, but we're going Tampa.
The Buccaneers under their hat. Yes.
Tampa, yes.
No faith in Tommy Cutlets. We're hearing that. The Cowboys leaving the friendly confines of their roofed, windowed stadium, going out to the not-so-friendly confines of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., by way of, where is it, Timmy? Landover, Maryland? Is that where they play?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders, get it done at home.
Yes. Hail to the Commanders. Hail victory.
I'm not hailing them at all, but they will beat the Cowboys.
Yes, they will.
We know.
Yes, they will.
We're sorry for you in advance. Timmy's not, but I am.
No, not at all. You deserve it.
Kansas City Chiefs on the road at Carolina. Don't look now. Carolina is going to do nothing in this game. Kansas City wins.
Why no Bryce? Chieftains.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Chiefs bounce back.
Yeah, that's right. Tennessee at Houston, the Titans and the Texans. I'm going to go with Tennessee on the road.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, no way.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll go with the Texans.
I'm going with the Texans as well, right, Timmy.
Just got to do something because it's getting boring. sorry, John. But you know what? I hope I'm right because otherwise these two schmucks are just doing the same thing. Denver at Las Vegas. Broncos looking good. I'm going with the Broncos on the road.
No. Broncos.
Not the Raiders.
Broncos.
Not the Raiders.
Let's ride.
I'm a big fan of this Broncos team. I think they win again.
Yeah. They're in a playoff position right now.
Bo Nix is starting to make some moves.
Niners at Green Bay. Two teams that I just can't really quite figure out. I think I'm going to go with the Niners on the road, though. So I'm
sticking with the home team here. Give me the pack.
I think the 49ers, this is a must-win for them, so I'm going with 49ers.
Yep. Arizona, the Cardinals, on the road, taking on Seattle Seahawks. I'm not going to make this mistake that I've made before when we've been talking about the Seahawks and, say, the Falcons, where I said, give me the birds! Because, again, we're Cardinals, and it's a battle of poultry. I'm going to go with the home team, though. Seattle wins at home.
Yep, fierce birds everywhere. I'll go with Jackson and the 12s, Seahawks.
Seattle, they haven't had power for a couple days up there, right?
That's so right. The bomb cyclone.
Yeah, bomb them. Cyclone got yeah. them. I think Arizona will win this game.
All right. Philadelphia at the Rams. L.A. Rams, of course. Give me the birds on the road. There we go. Now I can say that.
I will take the horns in this one.
Oh, all right.
I think the Eagles, they just might be the second best team in the NFC right now, right? So I'm taking the Eagles. Yeah.
There you go. Going across the country. I know that's rough, but that's where we are. Monday night, the Chargers host Baltimore Ravens. Good game. Should be fun. It's Battle of Harbaughs yet again.
Yeah, the Harbaugh again.
I'll take the Chargers at home.
I am also going to take the Chargers with Jim Harbaugh beating the bleep out of Justin Herbert before the game.
That's, by hyping him up, you mean.
By hyping him up. Beating him the up, crap yeah. out of him.
That's right.
Hitting him so many times.
I'll take Harbaugh.
There you go. Which, Teddy, that doesn't help. We don't know what that means.
Buzz yourself.
I'll take the crazy one out in L.A.
Oh, okay. I still wasn't quite sure.
They're both crazy.
By the way, the winner of our contestants, they will get a $50 Roosters gift card. Good at all Roosters locations. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Tiebreaker.
That's where. Oh, yeah. What's the score? I forgot the scores. I went 49 for mine.
I'm going 43 points in the Monday night game. Ted?
I will go.
Boy, long pause there.
That was a
40. That's a good number with a 40, so I'm trying to think. I'll go 50 then.
Okay. All right. There you go.
I'll go the high scoring game.
Look at you always putting thought into it.
He does. That's why he's Ted. Panama Ted is a pensive man. Like, he's thinking.
That's right.
He's
always,
he's pensive.
Thinking.
Does he think in the nude?
He doesn't.
Do you do that?
think in the nude? I mean, I think
like
when
the statue.
I'm always thinking.
When I'm showering?
The thinker. You said pensive.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Thought you'd get the connection.
Thinking.
We don't have any good sculptors anymore.
Thinking the nude? I don't. Yeah, we do. Someone's got to be sculpting something, don't they?
Have you seen the sculpting that goes on with statues
Dwayne Wade
today? Yeah.
That's fair enough.
D. Wade statue?
Well, you know what? Maybe they're not putting the best sculptors on the sports statues. Maybe they've got them doing like other stuff.
What
else
are we sculpting, though?
Lots of things.
Are we?
Yeah.
It's all old.
Modern arts? I don't know. Sculpting something.
Yeah.
By the way,
lost art.
I don't know why I didn't know of this stat. I kind of think it's a little bit of a BS stat, but I'll give it to you anyway. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they have had Mike Tomlin employed there as their head coach since 2007. As you may be aware, the Steelers, they don't like to fire coaches. I'm not saying they should fire Tomlin at all. He's obviously been a great coach for them. However, he's been there for a long time. And in that time, he has never won a game against a divisional opponent on the road on a Thursday night. So, again, the Browns last night, they played on the road against a divisional opponent. They are 0-6 under Tomlin.
It's a weird stat.
Here's the weirder part. They say since 1980, the Steelers are 0-8 in those games. So, obviously, I just said he's 0-6 under Tomlin since 2007. In divisional games, Thursday nights, they lose on the road every time they play one of those games.
I didn't know we'd been doing Thursday night football since before Tomlin's era.
That's what I'm
saying. 07-ish, you said? I didn't think we were doing that for that long.
What I'm saying is 0-6 from Tomlin's era. There were two other games between then and 1980. So one of
them clearly. Thanksgiving?
Yeah, probably. One of them was clearly played on Thanksgiving. One of them was clearly played in 1980, because they're saying since 1980, they are 0-for on Thursday night road divisional games.
Oh, that was against the Houston Oilers, too.
Oh, 1980. It couldn't have been Thanksgiving, because that would have always been the Lions and the Cowboys at home. So
right. But what I am saying is, whatever reason they played on a Thursday, they played back in 1980 on a Thursday and lost to the Oilers. Because again, this was just, that was back when it was the AFC East, right? AFC East, AFC West. So I don't know what the other game was in between that. They say this like they've got a 44-year streak where they haven't beaten a divisional opponent on the road on a Thursday. That's happened 8 times that they've played those games in 44 years. So, yes, they are 0-8. It is a little weird, but I'm going to actually say it's not like that for 40 years they've tried every year twice and they can't get it done.
That's not what that stat is. I still find now, since you brought it up with Mike Tomlin and focusing on his tenure now, that Belichick is gone. He's the longest tenured guy. The fact that you go back to 1969 when Chuck Knoll was in his first year as head coach, and you have only gone with one head coach in between. Yep. That's it. From 1969 to 2024, you're at 3 head football coaches. Mm-hmm. That is crazy tenure.
Yep.
Crazy. I mean,
it's nuts.
It's mind-boggling how different that is. How many have the Browns been through? I mean, last 5 years.
I mean, they've had multiple coaches.
They hit that.
Timmy, they've had at least 3 coaches that I can think of since I started doing this show they had a 1-year tenure. So, like, actually, I think it's even more than that.
It's definitely more. It's more than that since you've been doing this show, for sure.
Right. So,
I mean, they went the Hugh Jackson era right into the Freddie Kitchens era.
The years where they had one guy for 1 year and then fired him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Patton, Kitchens, those guys.
They're hitting the reset button every year.
Oof, that was bad. By the way, tomorrow morning, 6:30 a.m., your Central Ohio Ford Dealers fan pregame show with Timmy Hall. Hey, that's you. Devere Posey. They are live from the Ozone tomorrow. You're going to be cold, but you're going to be out there.
No, I'll be fine.
I know. I'm just saying it'll be a little chilly, but you'll be out there. Then 8:30 to 10:30, you've got the Curtis & Associates fan tailgate show with Rothman, Andy Katzenmoyer, the big cat, and Tim May. Live from the Fan Fest. Also joining them on that show, Paul Keels will stop by, Jim Lachey will stop by. They do every week, so check that out. Then, of course, 10:30 a.m. network coverage starts with the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, Skip Mossick, and Matt Andrews live from the Shoe. Kickoff at noon. Post game after that with you and Beamer. Extended fan game night with Reeser and Tito. Taking us into Jackets time.
6:30. Yep,
it's a full day tomorrow.
Heck of a day.
Get up early, listen to us all day, and break the knob off your radio and keep it there nonstop. That's what we want. All right, we'll come back. One of our favorite segments. We're cramming it all in because we have a short show. Fat Boy Food Tip coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
We've got some slower traffic due to a crash that's on the right shoulder of westbound 70 on the east side at Bryce Road. And traffic is stop and go and causing a 20-minute delay on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Come into your local AAA Car Care Plus and save $40 on any repair of $150 or more. Only at AAA Car Care Plus locations. And on the plus side, AAA members save more. Offer valid through November 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. 3 of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy.
Yeah.
This can't be one of them because Common Man isn't even hosting
it. It's not
one of them.
He's
not even hosting the show.
Yeah, and it's only 2 hours.
It was horrible.
Right. It's not... As well. I don't know if it's horrible, yeah. Timmy. My God.
So sorry.
Tell me how you really feel.
I was just playing along. Come on.
Hey, by the way, one more thing.
A-hole.
Yeah, thanks, Tim.
This is Ray's radio show. Come on.
All right. I got to tell you, I want to talk. We have plenty of other things to talk about. We obviously have Ohio State, Indiana tomorrow, coverage starting 6:30 in the morning. We got Buckeye basketball tonight. All that stuff is good. Tool of the week is coming up in a few minutes. You can still get your tweets in at Man and Bone 97. What? That's you. At Man and Bone 971. Yes, on Twitter.
Get him in.
You know how they say I've been waiting all day for Sunday night, Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
I've been waiting all day for Fat Boy Food to up.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker.
It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip.
Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip. This is dumb. I quit.
All right. I want you people to know that we've been doing Fat Boy Food Tip for a long time. We love Fat Boy Food Tip. We enjoy Fat Boy Food Tip. If you told me tomorrow, after what I just had today, if you said you will no longer be able to go sample food for Fat Boy Food Tip, you will not check out some new product for Fat Boy Food Tip, that's it. That's the last one you'll ever do was this one today. Then just know this segment would die with three very happy people who have enjoyed the thing we are trying today.
I got to take another bite.
We were sent by a company called the Cheesecake Girl. The Cheesecake Girl has multiple locations around town where you can pick up these goods. You pre-order this food. It then is made for you. You go pick it up. They obviously do cheesecakes. They have,
my God,
sent to us a thing called the Little Debbie Christmas Tree Cheesecake.
The Little Debbie Christmas Tree Cheesecake, which, by the way, is incorporating one of the great holiday items that appears on shelves into a cheesecake.
Of course, that's the Little Debbie Christmas Tree. So here is what they say. Now, this is a seasonal item, of course. They sell it around the holidays, naturally. The description they have on their website is as follows. Our best seller is back. 9-inch cheesecake, shortbread crust, classic cheesecake with a layer of Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes in the middle, topped with buttercream, icing, drizzle, and sprinkles. Listen to me when I tell you,
it's the best cheesecake I've ever had.
I've never had better cheesecake than this.
Never had a better slice. And we were lucky enough, they sent an entire one, the full 9-incher.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was the best I've ever had.
I'll tell you right now, I went on their website to look. If you can get one of these ordered before Thanksgiving, they do have some spots that you can order it for Wednesday of next week. You can pick it up Wednesday. They're already, Monday, Tuesday, already spoken for, right? So Wednesday is the next day you can pick this up if you order it today. I mean, again, it is, full disclosure, it is not cheap. You are paying for a high-quality item.
Yet.
It is a $70 cheesecake.
When you bite it, you will see where that money goes. You will be the hit of the holidays. If you get one of these at your house and you do like a little Friendsgiving or something, or even just get one closer to Christmas, you will be the hit. People will be nonstop talking about how good this cheesecake is.
When I picked this thing up, it almost felt like I was picking up a bowling ball. Like, I mean,
it's heavy.
It's solid.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. And the bottom, again, I know we got this because people want to know, like, how long is it going to stay fresh for? We had this one for a couple of days, and it was in there. We were waiting to do this until today. And that bottom layer of that shortbread crust, still just phenomenal.
Yes.
Fully formed, crispity, crunchy, a little bit of chewiness to it at the same time. And that top layer of that icing, which is almost like the stuff that's on that Little Debbie Christmas tree cake. Whoa.
It has the top of it is white with little red drizzle on it and sprinkles. And the sprinkles appear to be kind of throughout.
And they're embedded into the cake,
too.
Well,
you know why? Because they're from the Little Debbie cakes that are in there. They
probably mashed them up a little bit. Formulate that into the actual mix.
It's truly one of the best food things I've ever eaten. But you're right. That crust held up after a few days of being in the fridge.
So we
didn't get to it right away. Keep this in mind. If, let's say, you don't end up getting one of these, maybe you want to try this. You don't want to get it for Thanksgiving. It's too close. You already got your plans made. You got the whole rest of the holiday season. Put this on your radar for something. If you've got a party you're going to or you're having people over, it's, like I said, it is not cheap. It's a $70 cheesecake, but well worth it, in my opinion. It is fantastic.
Are you still on their website, Bone?
Yeah.
You still have it up there?
Yeah.
Go down and put your cursor on that 9-inch Ohio State cheesecake. Do you see that, baby? My goodness. Oreo crust.
Yeah.
A layer of classic cheesecake a layer of red velvet cake, another layer of cheesecake, Oreo buttercream, and then the printed edible Buckeye leaf, which all these, and a bunch of different scarlet and gray sprinkles. Oh, I love, red velvet is one of my faves. Like, you, if you go to, like, one of your specialty donut shops, Little Donut Factory, for another Fat Boy food tip, which, by the way, with everything that had been going on with Krispy Kreme this week, I fully recommend your, whatever town or municipality you live in, to go to whatever the, your local donut shop is and give them some love. You mentioned the Jolly Pirate, but Little Donut Factory has the red velvet, and I love that. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
This also, this cheesecake looks incredible.
Telling you. So anyway, thank you to the Cheesecake Girl for dropping that off to us. I'm telling you, again, if I had bought this, I would tell you the same thing. That is one of the best cheesecakes. It is the best cheesecake I've ever had, bar none. So,
absolutely.
One other thing, you mentioned Krispy Kreme. Our guy Cedric, who listens to the show, Cedric, shout out to you, my guy. He said, I'm working, this is from, he sent this to us earlier this morning. He said, I was working snow removal overnight, 6 a.m. rolled around. The thought hits me, there's a Krispy Kreme around the corner. I'll go over there and get some donuts. Hot and fresh sign, gotta be on, right? It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock.
I pull up, there's no light. And then I look and see the conveyor of goo is gone.
Thank you for using the term.
It's gone.
Gone.
He said they're shipped in. Shipped in.
What are we doing?
WTF. So he is, and this is a thing. Krispy Kreme started doing this in 2022.
They're probably making them at my location.
Well, they have.
And driving them over.
In 2022, they started rolling out locations where they just have the donuts for sale, but they don't make them there. And I'm thinking, like we talked about with McDonald's.
What's the point? Why even have it?
At that point, you're right. And that's where I'm at with Krispy Kreme, is if you're not doing them hot and fresh, that's the best way to have them. They're still good after a few hours, of course, but they're not the same.
After a few hours, they're still good.
They're not the same.
But then it's another thing to actually be selling your customers day-old donuts.
Well, true enough.
That's not just a few hours. That's from the previous night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're actually removing the conveyor of goo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's the whole point. Yeah, that is the whole point. You want them there.
By the way, our guy Richard Marks tweeted us. I'll retweet this out. Actually, I'm retweeting it now from the, at Degenerate T-Bone handle.
Oh, the picture of Browns.
He was at the
stadium.
Snow game and took a pano of the stadium with the snow falling. It's epic. That's something you put on your screensaver. It's a tremendous picture there, Richard. Thanks for sending that to us.
And we'll pretty good out. Seats out of you, Richard. You've got overhang.
He's got the little overhang.
But there. The full view, no obstructed view. You're in the middle ring there.
Nice.
At the Brown Stadium. That's a good, looks like you're about on the 35-yard line. Nice spot.
Must be nice.
MBN.
Tool of the Week is coming up next. It's Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to find stop-and-go traffic is causing a 15-minute delay on southbound 315 between Ackerman Road and Town Street. And we've got a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 315 from Mulberry Drive to Powell Road. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on everything you need to celebrate the holidays, all for $15 and under. Get low prices every day on unique finds before they're gone. In-store only at Macy's Backstage today. Find a location near you at macysbackstage.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and T-Bone present Tool of the Week.
Sponsored by Metal Supermarkets. Visit metalsupermarkets.com/Columbus for all your metal needs.
It is a short show today. Buckeye basketball coming on at 5 p.m. Timmy Hall, coverage starts with him. Timmy is also in right now with me. Campbell coming up 6 o'clock. Buckeyes and Campbell squaring off. tip-off right here on The Fan. So, we're doing Tool of the Week. Winner gets a $50 gift card to Pecan Penny's, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and yes, soccer. Timmy, are you ready with some tools?
I am ready. Let's do it. So, let's start with the greedy ballsman, my guys.
Oh, yes.
My Tool of the Week is my lovely girlfriend's TV remote. It always seems to get lost, so we got a retractable cord and attached it to her bed. I've never heard of that. Within the first night, it managed to slip out of her hand and retracted right into her forehead.
Oh, no.
Bang!
Oh,
leaving a nice goose egg.
Oh, no.
I've never heard of that, but a good way to...
Well, I
not
can see because it's
remote.
Stretchy.
Or it gets lost in the sofa cushions. We've all had that where it's like, where, babe, where is the remote?
Yeah.
That's so
right.
annoying.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right, Nuckeye, but my guys.
It's Division I football!
Yeah, Dan Hawkins.
It's the Big 12!
Yeah.
My Tool of the Week are the Haslams and their obsession with building a dome in Cleveland. As my favorite fan host, Bo says, they're making television programs and nothing sells better than the Winter Wonderland. Whooping the Brownies, put on the Steelers last night. Go to hell. What? GTH. Yeah, sorry. You didn't use
whooping,
the right. You didn't
a
use
whooping
all
the
caps.
Browns put on. Yeah. What a whooping the Browns put on the Steelers.
I read that with
a
such
whooping.
A horrible cadence, but Nuckeye, but you didn't really use great grammar. And I'm seeing GTH and I'm seeing GIF. Also, go Bucks. GTH. Go to hell. Also,
right.
go Bucks. All
right.
That's right. Let's go rubber bands here. My dudes.
Chubby time.
My Tool of the Week is the Bengals. Still, I genuinely thought this was going to be their best year yet, and instead I have been anxiously nauseous for 12 weeks, which is taking its toll. They are tools for taking a toll on this troll. Hashtag, at least we don't have Deshaun. You and me, I'm right there with you, buddy. Right there with you. I've been watching every single Bengals game closely. They are tragic to be wasting special seasons like that from Joe and Jamar Trey Hendrickson, too, for their defense to be that bad.
How many
bad.
Wins do the Bengals have?
They're now dipped to 4-7. I'm not going to kill them. As long as they have a chance to go 10-7, I'll end the season when it needs to be ended.
But how many wins do the Browns have?
Heading that way. 3-8. Oh, my God. That's gross.
That's gross.
It's unacceptable.
Browns,
and they won't do anything to Zach Taylor.
Browns
they
had
won't.
A terrible head. They have a terrible quarterback who then tore his Achilles, and they still are only one win behind a team that has all
Joe,
their dudes.
Joe's probably thrown for 28 touchdown passes and 5 picks or something at this stage.
Yeah, he's having a monster
Jamar
year.
Chase is having one of the best years I've ever seen from a receiver.
Imagine if you put that Browns defense with the Bengals offense. That'd be quite the thing. All right.
Just imagine. Let's go Jeff from Cardiff. My guys.
So many of those balls pop out.
My tools are myself and my wife. Today is our anniversary, and we both bought each other the same gift to give the other person. I guess we know each other too well. Why don't you tell us what it is next time?
Dildaroons. All the way around.
Why did I know you were going to say that?
You knew it. You knew where
Aunt
I was going.
Dill is here to party.
Oh, no.
Or yes, or whatever.
Downtown Dad. My guys.
Oh, my.
My Tool of the Week are the big wigs at my job coming down with their big corporate hands and picking my team apart. Over the last 3 months, I've had 35 of my agents swiped due to top performance because others can't do their job. Stop taking my people. GTH, bigwigs suck. Teddy, my guy.
There you go. Teddy's getting a shout out. I like that.
Let's go Common Man's, Grandpa's, Monkey's Bottom Half. Okay. No, my guys here. No, yes, my impersonation Steelers.
Could use a little love right now. There they are working those balls.
My tools of the week are Bone and Timmy for doing Common Man's impression of,
Phillip Rivers, Chuck Amato, you guys are tools.
Stay in your lane, b-holes. Hashtag Hashtag GTH. That's hashtag. Good. That's good.
Yeah.
Curtis, my
stay
guys.
Stay in your lane,
You
shut the F up,
Just take it.
No, I'm not just taking it. I don't have to do that. Why do I have to do that?
Curtis, my guys.
Buy me some penis.
My tool of the week is McDonald's for taking away the, I'm going to say it wrong. I don't know why, because I've seen the word a million times. Is it frappe? Frappe? The frappe? The frappe, yeah. Taking that off the reward. It was the reward. I redeemed the most. Come on, do better, Mickey D's. I agree with you.
The reward. I redeemed the most. I like how you read that. It's very, very smooth. Very not read at all. Those really just rolled off the tongue.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's really good.
It is what it is. And it was brilliant.
Timmy reading these tweets. It's great.
I can't read these tweets.
These tweets. Yes.
Tough reading. These tweets.
Sorry, you're fine.
Afternoon cheese sauce. Yo, my tool of the week is the coworker that had diarrhea and still decided to come to work, only to blow up the bathroom all day, making the floor smell like ace. That person is public enemy number one now.
Yeah. Just stay home.
My goodness.
Just stay home. Who wants to be at work with that going on anyway, right? Like,
it's egregious.
There's no... preposterous,
outrageous.
I try to let people know there's no toughness award for showing up to work. No one cares. We'd all rather you not make us all sick or, in that case, stink up a bathroom. Like, yeah, don't do that.
Let's go, Phil. My guys.
Johnny Idiot Face.
My tool of the week is people saying IU is overrated because Meat Chicken played him close. They must not have actually watched the game as IU dominated the last 6 to 8 minutes of the fourth and was two drops on the 2-yard line away from winning that game by 14. Hashtag nervous nuts.
Yeah. You know what? And I will say on this Indiana thing, the idea that like, oh, they played their toughest game a little bit close. All right. Ohio State played Nebraska pretty close. And then this team smoked Nebraska. Does that mean anything? No, it means college football's weird. And you can't just look at one result in a vacuum and say, it tells me everything I need to know about that team. Because if you just looked at the Nebraska common opponent, you'd say Indiana's going to wipe the floor with Ohio State. And that's not what anyone's expecting in this game. That's why you don't look at one game and say, oh, look how they played Michigan.
Right.
They must be terrible.
Right.
Not the case.
All right, let's go to Paulie Two Shirts, my societal prosecutors.
Sex masochism.
My tool of the week is also the Cleveland Browns and ownership. Last night proved why we don't want a dome. Not only was that the best Browns game of the year, George Pickens blamed the loss on the snow.
I saw
which
this.
Looked awesome.
I saw
and
that.
I know he was belittling us. I don't care. GTH. How about Pickens? Second time. They showed the clip of when he was at Georgia. I think it was a game against Georgia Tech where he is just fighting with a player while the play is going on instead of running his route and trying to position to catch a football. He's on Hail Mary duty and he's too busy. Who was that with them for the Browns?
Oh, I forget.
Who was the defensive back that was fighting with us? I don't know if that was Delpit or one of the other guys. But just straight up fighting with him, and then it looked like he was jawing at guys in the crowd as well as the cameras kind of turned away.
Sucks to suck. Sucks to lose. Probably mad that he's losing. That's what I would say.
He seems to suck. That's what I see. Yeah. Let's go, Stin. My guys.
Well, I don't like Facebook.
My tool of the week is you guys. For forgetting 4-star running back recruit Bo Jackson's legal first name is Lamar. How can he not be a beast with that name? He's Lamar Bo Jackson. My goodness.
If I'm not mistaken, because we were asking why did he decide to go with Bo Jackson, because that's a bit, you know, presumptive when you're going to be a college running back to compare yourself to him. But the other options are his first name is Lamar Jackson, like this guy said. His middle name is, I believe, Michael Jackson. So it's like, no matter what you go with there, you're going to draw comparisons. So he just said, whatever. I'll just go with the nickname I've been given, which is Bo Jackson. That's fine.
All right, let's go down to Caleb. My tool of the week is myself for wanting to give Teddy the tool of the week crown. I was flying back from a work trip in Cali, had a layover in Chicago. It was wheels up at 6 p.m. Sorry. I listened to the Monday show on my first flight and hoped to listen to the Tuesday show out of Chicago. As the plane taxied to take off at 6:10 p.m., I was refreshing my podcast feed and wasn't seeing a new Man and Bone episode. I was pissed at Teddy for being slow. About 20 minutes after takeoff, I went to the show page and saw the episode was added an hour and a half ago. I'm a dummy and saw 6 o'clock, but that's Central Time. Thanks for all you do, Ted. I'll never doubt you again.
That's right.
That's
never
right.
Again.
Never doubt
Way
Ted.
To apologize, Caleb. Yeah.
Thank you, Caleb.
He switched up his tool of the week mid-tool of the week.
I like
tweet.
It. That's good. Give me, do you have one more?
Let's go. Let's see a little screen grab here. Benjamin Not Button. My guys.
Absolute drunken orgies.
My tool of the week is whoever input the TV rating on this documentary. Hoping to provide my 8-year-old some history on the rivalry. Soon into the documentary, there was an absolute tirade of F-bombs dropped as the documentary interviewed fans. PG indeed. Hashtag no F's given. Wait, there were. Apparently, the HBO,
lots of F's given.
HBO original Michigan versus Ohio State, the rivalry, plenty of F words, and it just says TV PG right there.
There you go.
Jen Winters, big fan of it.
Love it. That's
huge
great.
Fan of it.
Timmy, pick a winner.
Let's,
here.
You know what? Good stuff all around. I've not seen Sten hanging out here a ton. So all let's right. go. That was a good one on Bo Jackson, Lamar Jackson, giving us some crap for that. You guys, I didn't do that. That was you.
Sten gets a $50 gift card at Pecan Penny's, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer. Back page coming up next. Man and Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're going to hit a 15-minute slowdown on westbound 670 between Leonard Avenue and 315. And stop-and-go traffic is causing a 20-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Take advantage of Z-Bart's Black Friday deals all month long. Shield your truck with a Rhino Lining Spray-On Bedliner, $100 off. Defend against rust and corrosion with undercoating, $50 off. Restrictions may apply. See store for complete details. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Final segment of the program, an early one tonight for us. Early exit for me and Timmy. Panama Ted is here as well. Buckeye basketball starts up at 6 tonight. Campbell in town. So the men's basketball team taking them on.
Sums up, though.
Your
something's going on.
Your coverage starts at 5 here on The Fan with Timmy with a 15-minute warm-up show. Then we get to the network pregame. So, Timmy, what is the latest here? We've got some issues with some of the front court here for Ohio State.
So Sean Stewart, we know, is out because of an injury that he sustained against Evansville. But the hope is that he's going to be okay. And he looked like he hit his head. Maybe it was more of his shoulder landing on the court, but he bumped into a guy and then went down. He was right in front of the Buckeye bench. Diebler was standing right there. He didn't come back in that game. The Buckeyes were handling Evansville, so no real reason for that. So he's out, and we'd learned that Aaron Bradshaw was out too. But now Ohio State has released a statement on Aaron Bradshaw. Nothing on Sean Stewart, though. So here it is. This is all that it is about the 7'1" transfer center from Kentucky.
This was a big
part of this rehaul. Mm-hmm. I say rehaul, but it's a year-to-year business now.
Absolutely.
You lose Felix Okpara. You lost Roddy Gale. You had to go and get guys right back, and this was a big part of it. He was going to be an instant starter. We all knew from the second he transferred in, he'd have to be your starting five, and we're going to hope for the best with how he developed because he wasn't a key contributor at Kentucky, part of why he left. We don't know really a lot. This is the statement. Aaron Bradshaw is not currently participating in team activities. The university is following its established process. Due to federal privacy laws, we cannot share further information at this time.
Okay.
That's it.
That's not an injury thing then, whatever this is.
No.
I mean, it could be something as simple as, we don't know. It could be something as simple as he's just, I'm not sure if I want to play here or whatever. Who knows? But in either case,
I don't know what the next steps are.
He's not playing tonight. So
that's baffling.
Yeah, it is baffling.
It's so early in the season. You don't want to speculate too much. It's such a vague statement. I don't necessarily think that 100% counts out an injury. You hope that it's not a serious illness, you know?
Yeah,
that's
right.
The one thing.
You don't really hope that
it's not something very serious
that was found out
as far as a health condition, not so much an injury.
Have no idea what it is. Obviously, if we find out more, we'll let you know. Meanwhile, that's coming up tonight, 5 o'clock, just top of the hour. We'll have coverage starting for you then, tip at 6. Also, tomorrow, Indiana-Ohio State top 5 matchup coverage starting at 6:30 here on The Fan. We haven't even really done this yet, Timmy, but we got a few minutes left. Predictions for this game. How do we see it going? Are we both fearful of Indiana? Like, we're getting to crunch time now. We know all about how good this team is. We think we've got some idea of how good their coach is and everything that they're bringing to the table. But do we feel like this is a game where it is a fourth quarter battle?
Yes,
or do we feel like Ohio State is going to just go out there and, like they did with Michigan State a few years ago, and just roll through them? And by halftime, it's 49-0.
I feel that this is going to be a big time football game, that fans will go out there to this one and, you know, pay the money and enjoy the game day atmosphere and go to it. They're going to be puckered up a little bit. They're going to feel everything that you can feel in a big time college football game, the nerves of wondering if they win. But I ultimately think that this Buckeye team has enough in the tanks at this time. I can see a 28-24 late lead for the Buckeyes, and then the defense is getting some timely stops, and then the offense has one of those nice drives and then seals that deal with a 35-24 victory.
Yeah, I've got it.
That's where I got it.
I've got it 34-21. Is where I'm going on this, but still, I think a close game,
13-point win.
Yeah, I think Bucks. Similar thing. I think the Buckeyes kind of pull away late, but yeah, it should be an excellent game. Of course, all the coverage right here on the Fan. Back page time. Let's do it.
The back page. The back page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Timmy, I actually had something just pop across my screen.
Yeah,
here.
What do you got?
George Harrison, legendary Beatles guitarist, legendary guitarist. His played guitar, one of the two guitars he used during much of the time he was in the Beatles. It's known as the Futurama guitar, once owned by Harris. It just went to auction. He played this thing in over 300 performances with the Beatles.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, how much do you think this thing hammered for? It has been sold at auction.
Sold at auction. I'm going to say 15 million pounds.
You know what? You could have had this for a bargain. A measly 1.27 million pounds is what it took to get a Beatles guitar player's guitar. Like,
I'm thinking
George Harrison's,
I'm thinking
one
the
of
Beatles,
his guitars.
They're not even just in England either. Not even just in the UK. I would think that would have.
Oh, sure. Around the world.
And it did. It did. Been around the world.
1.2 million. No word on how much you would get if you tried to buy, like, I don't know, handwritten lyrics from an Oasis song. But right. If only we knew someone who had done that. Maybe we could
anybody.
Ask them.
I don't know. Know anybody that bought those.
Nope, not at all. Buckeye basketball coverage starting up top of the hour. And then, of course, the tip with Campbell coming up at 6. We will see you all on Monday, hopefully talking about a couple of great Buckeye victories, basketball, football, and otherwise. That's coming up on Monday, let's hope. Timmy, thanks for sticking with me this week. It's Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza, home of the Grandview Browns backers.
You're looking at some slowdown due to an accident that's on the right shoulder of southbound 71 at 270 on the north outer belt. And stop and go traffic has a 5-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Z-Bart. Take advantage of Z-Bart's Black Friday deals all month long. Shield your truck with a Rhino Lining Spray-On Bedliner, $100 off. Defend against rust and corrosion with undercoating, $50 off. Restrictions may apply. See store for complete details. Z-Bart, your vehicle's best defense. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Download the Prime Sports Ohio app today or visit PrimeSportsbook.com. Use the promo code JUSTSPORTS for a welcome bonus of up to $100. The Ohio State-Indiana line continues to hop around for tomorrow. Ohio State is now a 10.5-point favorite. The line got as high as 13.5 and as low as 9.5 this week. And Buckeye Hoops are a 25.5-point favorite tonight against Campbell. For your Prime Sports Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
Talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM HD.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you.
Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh, yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal behavior.
That doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy, you don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you gotta
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not.
It is fitting that I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flap and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.